Should we be talking about Bill Clinton right now?
No, I don't think we should be talking about Bill Clinton. I think that there were plenty of feminists at the time those allegations were happening that were having this conversation we're having right now. But at the time, we weren't really listening to feminists. We thought they were sort of outliers, and the conversation about the cultural shift in terms of the power dynamic and the abuses of power, those were conversations that weren't a part of the mainstream. I do think it's important to process.
It almost sounds like you're giving Bill Clinton a pass.
I'm not giving him a pass. I'm saying the reason why we're having this conversation about Bill Clinton and presidents is because the current president has been accused by over a dozen women of inappropriate sexual behavior, and he is in office right now. And so I think that he's the catalyst for this entire conversation. And I think, you know, we need to understand this in sort of a more comprehensive way. It's a spectrum of behavior. On the one end of the spectrum, the more severe end, is the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, Bill Cosby's of the world, Roy Moore, right? And at the other end of the spectrum, you have street harassment, and you have Al Franken, and you have more benign behaviors that are traumatizing to women, but are not necessarily criminal. And so I think that we have to understand that all women have these experiences. All women have been victims of harassment, but at different ends of the spectrum.